St. James the Greater, the first of the apostles to be martyred, is the patron saint of Spain, where he's known as Santiago Matamoros, St. James the Moor Slayer. During the Christian reconquest of Spain, he frequently came to the rescue of the Christian armies when they were in danger of being defeated. The first time this happened was at the Battle of Clavijo, near Logroño, in 844. On the night before the battle, Santiago appeared to the Christian leader, Ramiro, King of Asturias, to assure him that he would help. During the battle, Santiago was seen riding a white horse with a white banner in one hand and a sword in the other, accompanied by a band of angelic cavaliers. He killed more Moors than all the rest of the Christian warriors together. The battle left 70,000 Moors dead, while less than 100 Christians were killed. According to tradition, Santiago brought Christianity to Spain and spent most of his 7 years there in Galicia. On his return to Jerusalem in the year 44, he was beheaded by Herod Agrippa. Two of his followers placed his body in a boat to take it to Galicia for burial. Another follower arrived late, and as the boat was sailing away without him, he jumped his horse off the dock and plunged into the water. The men in the boat fell asleep, and the boat made its way without guidance to Padrón on the river Sar, 20 kilometers from the present town of Santiago de Compostela. When it arrived, the horsemen emerged from the sea behind the boat. He and his horse were covered with scallop shells. This is one of the reasons why the scallop shell is the badge of pilgrims who have walked the Camino, the road of Santiago. There were pilgrimages to the burial site until the 3rd century, when the emperor Vespasian put a stop to them. The location of the tomb was then forgotten until the year 813, when a hermit noticed a star shining brightly over a hill. This led to the discovery of the sarcophagus, inscribed with the saint's name and with the decapitated body inside. Since then, Santiago de Compostela has been the 3rd most important Christian shrine in the world. An Irishman told this story on the Irish National Radio Station. He was walking the Camino de Santiago by himself, and one night at a hostel, he fell into conversation with a German named Hugo, who was also alone. The Irishman suggested that, since they were both alone, they might walk the road together the following day. "No, I'm sorry," said Hugo. "I've walked the Camino before, and I prefer to do it by myself." "Fair enough," thought the Irishman. The following day, he was walking along the road when he noticed Hugo ahead of him in the company of another man. This made the Irishman a bit angry. Hugo refused to walk with him, but now he was with someone else. He spoke to Hugo that night at the hostel. "I thought you preferred to walk the Camino alone," he said. "I do," said Hugo. "I always walk by myself." "But you were walking with someone else today." "No, I was alone on the road all day." "But I saw you," said the Irishman, "and there was a man walking along next to you." "Ah," said Hugo, "I didn't see anyone, but I could feel a presence. People say that if you walk the Camino alone, sometimes Santiago walks with you."